Stephen Vladek. He's a professor of law and associate dean for scholarship at the American University Washington College of Law. He's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
The Supreme Court was asked to review a challenge to health care reform law. I know that you and I have been talking about this for more than a year. We knew it was coming. Tell me about this.
Sure. So, you know, over the summer we had decisions by three different federal appeals courts concerning the constitutionality of the individual mandate. Two of the circuit courts, the Fourth Circuit in Richmond and the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati, which also covers Michigan, had upheld the individual mandate, and one of the appeals courts, the 11th Circuit in Atlanta, had struck it down. What happened on Wednesday is the Obama administration asked the Supreme Court to review the 11th Circuit decision and basically to resolve the circuit split as to whether or not the individual mandate is constitutional.
If you had to, just from what you know of the justices, where do you think this thing's going to go?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing to say is I think it's almost a certainty that it's going to go up. I mean, I think, you know, although the Supreme Court has the discretion to not take this case, the fact that there's both, one, a circuit split, and two, the federal government asking the court to take the case makes it basically a virtual certainty that they will. As for how it's going to come out, you know, Tony, that's the much harder question. I think there's, you know, if the justices are inclined to follow precedent, I think it's going to be very hard to strike down the individual mandate. There's actually a 1942 case called Wickard versus Filburn that looks a lot like the mandate that every American buy health insurance, where the Supreme Court said Congress could, for example, tell all farmers of wheat how much wheat they had to or could not grow. That said, you know, this is a very hot-button issue. The conservatives obviously feel very strongly that this is unconstitutional. And at the moment, there are five conservatives on the Supreme Court. So, you know, I think it's very hard to guess for sure what's going to happen.
So what happens if it's struck down?
Well, I mean, so if it's struck down, you know, I think that's only going to come as a big blow to the Obama administration. I mean, I think healthcare reform really is one of the centerpiece achievements of President Obama's first term. And if it goes by the boards, you know, I don't know what he really has to sort of run on in 2012. The flip side is, if it's upheld, you know, I think it's a huge victory for the Obama administration, and perhaps it takes the wind out of the sails, at least to some degree, of the folks on the right, especially the Tea Party crowd that has been using health care as this rallying cry and as this sort of anti-big government mantra. So,
are the justices lobbied? Will lobbyists try to get an audience? Will the president's staff, if not the president himself, try to have conversations with the justices?
I doubt it. I mean, the justices, you know, there's been a lot of attention, especially this summer, paid to the justices' public speaking engagements. Justice Thomas, for example, his wife, Virginia, is actively involved in a number of Tea Party causes. But I don't think you'll see any formal or informal attempts by private lobbyists or by the White House to reach out to the court. I think folks are very sensitive to looking like they're trying to interfere with the justices' independence. You know, that said, I don't think they need it. I mean, I think the justices, like most Americans, will have fairly strong views on whether or not the federal government has the power to do this. And I suspect we can guess, you know, which justices would fall onto which side.
All right, Stephen, before I let you go, what other cases that are of high profile that the justices will be looking at?
Well, so, the, you know, the term starts on Monday, and there are a number of big cases. There's, you know, a case about whether the central provision of the Medicaid statute can be enforced by private citizens. There's a case about whether the police can put a GPS tracking device on a private citizen's car without getting a warrant. There's a case about whether the FCC can fine TV and radio stations for what's called fleeting expletives. So, you know, I think those are just what the court has already granted. There's also the Arizona immigration case is on its way to the court. The Defense of Marriage Act is on its way to the court. So, you know, Tony, I think it's going to be a blockbuster term.
All right, Stephen Vladek, we always like talking with you. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.